section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
I was kind of done for a long time. I was like, I'm just going to learn to love my hands. Yeah. Real quick, I want to point out, you have been on point all fucking day.
With on what? Point.
Just like your witty comments and quips and just on point whenever you're in front of a microphone.
What a compliment. Thank you very much. I try.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys kiss?
I'll fucking kiss that guy. he said nothing. You said no. I'll fucking kiss any of you guys's.
I'll kiss anything that moves.
So do you want to do this as us, or do you want to just wing it and do whatever happens and just see what?
I'd say this is a live from the Dirty Stalls no show lineup situation.
Right? All right, we'll introduce it and then.
I think Heather missed out. She could have had a really interesting sex with Heather. With us in the current
state. I agree with that 100%.
She take her mic with her?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what she should have done? She should have done
it. Did it work?
She should have done an episode of Sex with Heather about bro love. Mm.
It's guy love.
Because honestly, I feel like this is almost bro love at first sight.
Magic is going to happen. And
no, we've discussed. We have to have like a Skype thing. Or again, when I'm in Chicago, have we'll like...
Yeah,
start the show. Guys, this is all gold, my friend.
You are absolutely welcome to come over to the Nerd Cave anytime.
This is a topic of conversation for sure.
Yeah,
and podcast your heart out.
Oh. I wish we could turn the lights down.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
IBWP After Dark.
Where's the light switch?
Oh, please, I'm going to have a seizure. It's a totally great idea.
Where's the intro music?
Boom, doom, doom, there we go.
Should I go? Is that it? Coming to you live from the Dirty Stalls, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, no show lineup with your co-host, The Voice, Adam Z.
What's up?
And me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host, his name is Blake Clayton.
Welcome everyone to what appears to be episode 242 of It Burns When I IP. I am your host, the podcasting guy.
Oh,
bullshit.
That's a palindrome.
The best thing for you to do is to accept me as your Lord and Savior and understand.
Just go with it, man. Just go with it.
Everyone's fucking coming down right now. This is awesome.
Now,
it's 2 a.m. I must be lonely.
I'm always lonely.
Let me give you guys a quick update of what's happened.
Oh, man.
Beer
burps.
At 11 o'clock. This afternoon.
Yeah, 11 a.m. I showed up on your doorstep.
The Voice showed up on time. And slowly, people trickled in. And by 12:15, we were doing the first IBWIP. It is now...
14 hours later.
It is now 14 hours later. And we're doing the third IBWIP.
We're so stupid.
We're idiots.
After two drunk lullabies.
We did every podcast that we are capable of doing. Except we needed to do one more. To my right, he has drank approximately, would you say 15 different kinds of beers tonight?
He's drank a fair amount.
All right, he's referring to
it's
himself
unusual,
as he.
It's unusual for him.
It's unusual for him. It's The Voice, Dustin. Welcome to the show.
Oh, what? I thought you were talking about Jason.
Like, drinking 15 new beers, that's a weekend for me.
Well, I didn't, 15 different.
Yeah,
that's a weekend.
Across from me, who has done the responsible thing and decided hydration is important. You've heard him on Low Blow Podcast out of Chicago, the newest member of the FCF Network. You've heard him on Couch Pilots.
Yes, sir.
You've heard him on Drunken Lullaby.
Yep.
And you've heard him on IBWIP, even. It's the one and only... Adam Z.
Represent what?
What? In the butt.
All day, all day.
You don't get a crowd?
Woo-hoo. Oh, sorry. Oh, hey, I finally get the approval I so desperately need.
I didn't get applause in my first.
Yeah,
episode.
You did. You got applauses. Applauses.
Applauses.
And finally, what can I say? This has probably been already. It's only 3 minutes in. This is the best show he's written. just joking. Head writer of IBWIP, host of Couch Pilots.
Black Magnet.
The Black Magnet himself, Jason. Welcome to the show, Jason.
I'm so excited. We're at the seemingly end, thank you very much, of the 14-hour marathon. You have gone through such a wild metamorphosis. You've been up since 3 a.m., so it's almost been 24 hours for you.
Sure.
You've been in different states.
Massachusetts, Connecticut.
Yeah. You've been all over the board.
And now you're coming down, and I feel like you're very solemn, and you're very articulate with the way you're describing each one of us. I'm so excited to see what this unscripted next hour has to bring us.
You know, first and foremost, if someone was to say, what did you think of today? I think that I did very well.
You did.
You guys know me. You spent a lot of time around me. I usually would have been losing my shit at about 11:15. Yeah. But I told Molly I just wanted to enjoy today and see what happens. And exactly what happened is what I thought happened.
Yeah.
There was drunkenness. There was laughter. There was
sorry.
No.
Thank you.
There was no fight drunkenness. It was just, you know, everybody had a good time, and I knew it was going to eventually come down to four still standing,
the final four,
and I knew that it was eventually going to come down
hands in, boys.
Oh.
Yeah.
Form of
a podcast that people listen to.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. I guess we'll kind of go through. Maybe we'll just start with today in general. Jason, why don't you go through your experiences today and where you're at?
I've been almost in a constant state of being buzzed. I've never been blackout drunk today, but I've been pretty buzzed throughout the day. All I've had to do is drink beer and like Jack and Coke. It's been a very tiring day. You wouldn't think sitting in front of a microphone doing 7-8 different shows would take it out of you, but it has.
Definitely.
And honestly, you look around, it's just the four of us left here at the end of the marathon, but we've probably had 15 to 20 different people file in here.
Sure.
This is your place. This is your brainchild. This is your network. This is all – how do you feel knowing that you're responsible for all of this?
I feel like I'm just a person who got some people together that like to have a good time and –
it is more than that, though.
Dude, Black Jeff was even here.
Even my friend Negro Jeff was in the house.
Oh, shit.
That's our friend.
That's right, our friend.
His girlfriend was nice.
Yeah, she's a great gal.
She was not black.
She's not.
He's got jungle fever.
Hey. Is it her that has it or him that has it?
I think they both have to be infected with said fever.
It's consensual.
It's consensual fever.
It's consensual?
Whatever fever it is, I have it, so I'm all for it.
Oh,
all
right. Are you down to clown with the?
Yeah. If I could find a smoking hot black chick, all day.
Now, Jason, you had let us in on a little bit of information,
mm-hmm.
and I'll get to you about I wanted to get this before
The rest of our day.
Yeah, before I didn't want to forget this.
No, you're good.
I wanted to get that. Didn't forget this.
Oh.
You had mentioned that you are in talks.
Single and ready to mingle.
Yeah, and talks with some African-American ladies, which you tend to attract.
Yes.
Without getting into detail, how are those things going?
I screwed up and I deleted one of their phone numbers by accident.
Rookie mistake,
but
man.
I have fairly easy access to this one, so it should be easy to get back. And I think she is. I think she's only like 22 or 23.
Nice,
just like the other one. So not only is it like black women, but it's like young black women.
Okay, so do you have the same like cutoff that I do? Okay, because we're both fathers.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 14-year-old daughter.
Yes. Holy shit!
And your daughter is how old?
She just turned 10.
Okay, so
no one below 10 for me.
Okay, fuck you. My girlfriend or anybody I would date would have to be closer to my age than my daughter's. Thankfully, the beautiful Freckles is 28,
which is
years away from my age. You know, I'm 20 years older than my daughter. So, yeah, I don't see what I would have in common with a 24-year-old.
And you know what? It's not like these are serious relationships. I have these young Negro women.
You're dabbling.
Yeah. And you know, And once I've been inside of them, it's I can say whatever I want. I can't be racist anymore. Just like my daughter is, her mother is like full on Thai.
Asian, yeah.
Yeah, so I can say Chinaman all I want, and it's not racist.
I swear to God, Adam,
I'll continue to say.
I believe Oriental is the problem. Proper nomenclature.
What's that?
Oriental is the problem in nomenclature.
I don't like that either. So much food or rug.
It tied the room together.
That's right. Oh, my daughter really ties a room together.
So Adam, you drove.
Puns abound.
Adam, you drove down from Chicago.
I did.
To hang out.
You had no idea what you were getting into.
Not a fucking clue.
Chinaman.
Well, hello.
How would you put your day together?
I first got here, I was a little nervous because the only person I really knew was Blake, and that was only for like,
yeah, because of the band.
Yeah, and that was only like, hey, I'm Blake. Hey, I'm Adam. We podcast. Cool. That was it.
Yeah,
and then, a little bit of a
little back and forth on the internet.
On the internet, yeah. And I listened to pretty much everything on FCF. And I will make it a point to listen to some other shows that I have not tuned into, but apparently have been a part of. from now on. But no, it's been a fucking blasty blast.
Good.
You know, I now that it's almost over, I feel like I'm actually comfortable to be.
So we should start all over again. Right?
I got a second win.
Yeah,
let's
we could do like three of these.
Let's do it.
Take everything we've done today, delete it. Let's fucking start this thing over.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
I do appreciate you, everyone dealing with the fact that I was completely unprepared for my version of the show.
No, it's a good time. I never heard my wife laugh so much, believe me. And she's listened to a lot of my shows.
Molly seemed like she was having
I was outside with the dog, and you could see her just barreling over laughing.
I was making her laugh way too much with my like high kicks.
She said today,
and
she said,
shit.
I saw a different side of Dustin.
Yeah.
I was like,
That'll happen.
Everyone that I've met today has been fucking amazing and super fantastic. And I know we're the new guys on the network.
We're all very new.
I feel like it's a family. I feel like it's. I've been on a few other networks and hasn't ever felt like this.
You've been doing your show longer, and I've been doing mine.
Yeah,
so.
Well, your show has fans, so let's be real. And money,
right?
I have
neither.
You know, a lot of people podcasts. There's a ton of them out there.
Yeah.
One of the things I tell everyone who kind of makes decisions here is if we're going to invite someone into the fold. What we want to see is consistency. We want to see – and consistency not only to build your own fan base for your own purpose, but because it shows that you're committed to what you're doing. It's a silly craft. No one here is making any crazy amount of money. We do it because we love it. We do it because there's things that we're interested in, and we want to share. And probably to a degree, we're narcissists, but we're having a lot of fun doing it. And today just proves the point, and we're happy that you're committed and you're interested and you're here today.
I do want to go on the record and apologize. Do tend to post shows really late on Thursday. We, based on schedules with Dave, we usually record very late into Wednesday, and I'm up at the ass crack of dawn working till 4 o'clock the next day.
Yeah, but you're posted on a regular basis.
Yeah. We have committed to 52 shows. Not all of them are going to be new.
Yeah, you've done the archives ones and stuff.
Those
are like old school.
Yeah, we... Throwback Thursdays when we can't make a show. So I am committed to 52 shows. It's going to happen.
Awesome.
Seriously, thank you for having me on. Hey, it's been awesome.
No problem. Dustin?
Yeah.
You were part of the 200th episode party.
Out at the High Note.
You've experienced
some
crazy stuff here.
Yeah, I've been involved with IBWIP. You know, I'm approaching 2 years that I've been doing this shit. It's kind of crazy. Today I was here bright and early for the meet and greet.
When me and you shook hands?
Yeah, me and you. We glad-handed the masses in Pekin, Illinois. All the people are like, where's the bottle cap kid? And I'm like, I'm sorry, baby. He's not here.
Sorry, baby.
I'm the voice. And she's like, I don't want to meet you. I heard he's got the breakfast meats. And I'm like, you're right, he does. And... I can't help you with that. I'm taken. So, anyway, we did the meet and greet, and then we hung out. We did an IBWIP. I listened to half of Sex with Heather. Then I had to go see my daughter go perform at a dance competition.
Did she win?
She kicked ass.
Fuck yeah.
So, but after watching teenage girls dance for 4.5 hours.
You got a chubby.
No, I was ready to come back here and get drunk. A chubby.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I knocked out 2 episodes of Drunken Lullabies, and it was fun. And Biermanski got involved, and I think literally everybody that was here was involved in the show, and that's awesome.
It was
a good time. So, yeah, all I got to say is 4.5 hours of watching choreographed dancing is rough.
That's plenty.
Yeah, unless Freebird and Angel by Aerosmith are playing in the background, watching choreography dance for that long.
I mean, my girlfriend was sitting next to me, but her son was with her, so it's not like anything shady was happening.
Does a lot of shady stuff happen to you in public places?
Uh-oh. I'm just saying.
I want to be your penis.
No, it was, yeah, it's been a long day. That's all I have to say.
What, did she have her son all weekend? Is that why she wasn't here? Or she?
Yeah, this is a kid weekend. My daughter is at my mom and dad's right now, spending the night because I'm here with you jackalopes, you know, doing podcasts and being crazy.
Because
that's what my dad does. He hangs out with his friends and talks into microphones.
Yeah, yeah. My daughter once asked me.
He pretends people listen. But we all know nobody right. does. Yeah.
My daughter once asked me, said, "Are you famous?" I was like, "Oh, no.
You mentioned on a previous show, podcast with your daughter. Okay, now sat in on Drunken Lullabies. Well, I am not having my 14-year-old daughter sit in on an episode of Drunken Lullabies.
Back the drunken
train up. We can drink some craft soda.
Like, but that's my point. Like, sit down and have a conversation with your 14-year-old daughter because you're never going to get to sit down and have a conversation with your 14-year-old daughter ever again because once she hits 16, dudes start rolling up or chicks, whatever she's into, I don't judge.
No, she's had dudes creep on her and send her
sooner or later,
messages.
She's not
going to
want to chit-chat with dad.
We elbow drop that bastard.
Yeah. Sooner or later, she's not going to want to chit-chat with dad and you're going to have something to go back and look on.
And, you know, we both have daughters, and he's absolutely right.
Yeah.
And then I honestly, there's been a lot of things that I've missed over the years because I said I got to spend time with my daughter.
Yeah.
I have her every single weekend, and right. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
No,
I don't regret it at all.
It's great.
But do you feel the same, like, and you're a little further ahead than I am.
Right.
There's a clock ticking over her head.
There kind of is, you know, and, you know, she's going to be getting employment. She's going to get a part-time job in high school, and that's going to interfere with my weekends. Already her dance interferes enough as it is, and I've accepted that. And I've, you know, it's like, okay, I'm going to see her a little bit less and this and that. But, you know, maybe that's a good idea. And if we do a craft beer episode of, like, a craft soda – not a craft beer, craft soda episode of Drunken Lullabies. We can have the podcast and God sitting in on that. I can go to.
I get to drink some shit of some craft soda.
No, I can go to Friar Tuck. They do have
that's why
a
I go
section
there. That's why I go
of
there.
Craft soda. And I know Drew would be on board with that.
Sure.
And that could be interesting. Blake, you would have to behave a little bit. She's got a good sense of humor.
Oh,
she can roll with the punches. However, her mother. Who the bottle cap kid knows from way back.
Way back.
Wait, how do you know? Like do
not
you, like,
biblically.
I know.
I have not, I don't
We're
know
not Eskimo brothers.
No, his baby mama, I went to school with since I was like in kindergarten.
Okay. Yeah.
And then, when did you guys meet when you're like 17?
So there was none of
college.
This motion going
no,
on.
No.
That's disappointing.
So yeah, like
I'm so sorry. I'll see what I can do.
I would be cool with her sitting in on a podcast of craft soda to release.
Yeah. What about this?
What?
What if you had your daughter and Shayna, the three of you on a podcast?
No, just Drew. I'm okay with that.
Okay. Well, I didn't know because there's been situations where, like when my daughter was really young, because I split from her mom when she was about a year
Honestly,
old.
Honestly, her stepdad, Ben, who's a buddy of mine from college, he'd be more likely to sit in, I think.
Well, I'm just saying, my daughter, at a very young age, I remember going into a Goodwill with her once, and we walked in the front door, and there was a bunch of mannequins right by the front door, and there was wedding dresses, and there were tuxedos.
Okay.
And she, my daughter was like 3 or 4, and she walks up to him, and she says, "I want you to wear this, and I want mommy to wear this."
Oh.
And I almost –
Calling you out.
Well, I was like crying. I was like, I don't know how to process this. This is very upsetting to me. And I've always thought, wouldn't it be great – I don't want to get back in the relationship with that person, but for us to be able to do things as a threesome or even with her, because she's got a son that was older. Do you ever feel like you've been in that situation?
I mean, honestly, we work pretty well together. You know, she just turned 14 this past week, a few days before the podcasting god had his birthday. And it took a while to get to this point, but we work together fairly well.
But getting together to do something.
We don't really intermingle holidays and stuff. I was invited to a birthday celebration at a restaurant. It was the place that you talked about, the burrito bowls. What's the name of
Chipotle?
That?
Chipotle?
No.
Oh, Moe's Southwest
Grill. Yes. She had a dinner at Moe's. However, myself and Brianna were going to be the only people from my side of the family invited.
Sure.
And we did a get-together the next night at Texas Roadhouse. No, Logan's, because she likes the strawberry lemonade. Yeah. We did that the next night, so we didn't do the
It is a case-by-case scenario, I think, about what you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
But to me, it was just my daughter was like saying, I want this and this, because this, in her mind,
sure,
this is what has been galvanized as what's typical or common.
How old was your daughter when you guys split, though?
1.
Okay, well, that's how old Drew was. Drew's just always known, like, hey, I got 2 houses. I'm cool with that, whatever. Yeah. You know,
let's do this. It's a little bit heartbreaking. I'm sorry to hijack the show, Blake,
with
that conversation. But
this is why we have no – we don't have any
– there's no show lineup.
Yeah,
show lineup. I mean, this is good for a dude who wants a daughter. Like, wholeheartedly, I want a daughter. Because let's be honest, I want to be that dad when the first boyfriend rolls up. I open the door with all my buddies and a bunch of shotguns saying, you get her home real fucking
He's
quick.
Like, they open the door, and me and my buddies with a bunch of microphones just stare him down and say, yeah, I'll make your life hell.
Okay, so
my friends are super, like, huge and tattooed, and I just want my daughter to be like, yeah, these are my boys.
I've had this moment already.
I'm very jealous of
them. I kind of mentioned, yes. Yeah. And there was a new kid that arrived at her school and sent her a message on Instagram and requested of my 13-year-old daughter.
That's so weird.
He requested nudes.
How do you not walk over and break his little face?
All right, here's the thing. So,
shit just got real, son.
She, as a fucking awesome daughter who has been raised well by me, her mother, and her stepdad, as a trinity, we have worked together to raise her proper. She got this message from this kid and took it to her mom and said, this kid just sent this to me. And her mother messaged me. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, what? And she's like, hold up. And so what they did was her stepdad, a friend of mine from college, we go way back, he is a very large gentleman. He's like 6.5 feet tall. A very imposing physical figure. This kid requested pictures of my daughter. So what they did was they took a picture of her stepdad.
Nice.
Looking very intimidating.
And that went somewhere different in my head.
Okay. Yeah, he was not naked.
Well, no, just like a little, just him sitting there like on a lawn chair in a Speedo, rubbing his belly button. Like, what's up?
Hey, young man, here's a cock for you. How about that?
So they take this picture and they send it to this kid, and it says, "Here's your picture. Don't message my daughter again.
Yeah.
Goodbye." And they sent that, and that was the end of the story. And her mother messaged me, and she goes, "So yeah, Drew just got propositioned online, and she came to me and she's like, high five, that's a parenting win." And I'm like, fuck yeah it is.
Yeah,
you know
what is, we're all about,
it's
all
ridiculous
of a similar age, of a similar generation. What is our equivalent of a kid asking for a nude.
That's what, when he was telling that story, I was thinking of, like, what did I do?
The closest thing at my age group would have been, like, Polaroids.
Yeah, or just like
digital
cameras
didn't exist when I was
your age. Yeah, a dirty note or something like that.
I don't honestly think I asked for a nude until I started dating hot chicks.
What are you saying? You don't want to see ugly chicks nude?
Fuck no. But no, I didn't. I still at this at as an adult be like, I don't send dick pics to girls. This
neither
is
do
weird.
I. Neither do I.
I mean,
mine won't fit on the screen. It's just I've tried.
Like, I've
got to zoom out.
Hey, right. I've listened to that
selfie
times. They
selfie
episode.
Dick stick.
Right,
Ron Jeremy
selfie dick stick.
It's just like, what's up? I'm Ron. How you doing?
Check out this car. Like to me, like I don't necessarily think that hey, sending you a picture of my penis is really going to do anything for me to advance.
We like
if anything,
visual stimulation, not girls.
Right. If anything, yeah. I would think that sending a picture of my penis to a girl would hinder. Whatever scale I'm trying to go up on.
So that's not how you won over Molly?
No.
For us, it's like, let's go to Walmart, let's take a couple of screenshots of like a Danielle Steele novel, go home, type it up, and then they'll
right,
be into it.
Right. Girls, yeah, they want to live in the fantasy, not to see a
they don't want
to
see
flaccid
a donks and bar, right.
Donks and bar?
I'm an adult? Yeah, what do you call it, wise guy?
Scrumdiddlyumptious bar, that's what I call it.
Scrumdiddlyum. Wonka was huge into cocks, I tell you.
Wonka cocks?
Wonkadania.
Let me get my hands on that Wonka bar.
Boy. Yeah, it's, you know, it's tough having a daughter.
It's tough out there.
It is, man.
You know, I always say that if you have a little boy, and you can, you got two boys, Blake, you can attest to this. Boys fuck things up,
right?
But girls fuck you up.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I was just gonna go with fuck things. Like boys fuck things up, girls fuck.
Well,
things.
As we learned in an earlier episode of Sex with Heather today, Blake apparently fucks things such as couches.
The couch I'm inevitably going to sleep on. So
it's all been taken care of.
It's like you've had sex with Adam here.
Do futons count as couches?
I would say so. Yeah.
If it's okay. in the couch position,
transform.
Yeah. Not you can't have it laid down in the futon. But it has to be
No. Yeah.
Otherwise,
upright.
The Optimus Prime of furniture.
Right.
I was gonna say, is a futon a Decepticon or an Autobot?
I think it's an Autobot.
I don't know. My futon sucks, so it's
really?
Probably a Decepticon.
Starscream?
Come back! Sleep Scream?
Sleep Scream.
Huh. Well, what do you think, Blake? What do you want to do? Should we play a game or something?
Sure. Well, I don't know what I'm going to play, though.
Who's in my mouth? All right, guys. Let me close my eyes.
That's more of a visual YouTube channel kind of thing.
Blake, has this day been everything that you wanted it to
be? Yeah. I mean, I haven't listened back to all the files. That's the only thing I worry about. But no,
I expected to be here till 4 a.m., and it's only 3:22, so...
It just jumped. We started this in
it
a
is
different
3:22.
Time.
Oh, that's
the time jump.
You know
so
what?
Late.
Yeah, the time jump. We sprung ahead.
Wait, hold
sprung
on.
Ahead.
You said earlier you wanted to be on an episode where we time traveled. This is it.
This is it.
We've traveled.
I was
going to
Marty McFly this shit. Unfortunately, Leah Thompson and Elizabeth Shue were not here.
So what did you guys think of 2006?
No, that's not how that works.
Oh.
I don't know, man.
Happy New that was
March. One of the best years of my life.
In my
not
life.
Not really.
No. Not for me. I'm 41 years old, and it's all downhill.
Your best days are behind you.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Definitely.
I think people would have thought we would have hung it up a lot sooner than now. But here we are.
For the marathon or just the
yeah,
network?
Just
the marathon.
Life. Just life
yeah,
in general.
Yeah.
We've all, out. We all would have committed suicide by now.
Ritualistic.
If I owned a gun. I'm so lonely.
What are some games that we...
We play them all on the show.
We played them all on the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, which the only game we really play is New Name. I was just so bereft for ideas.
We could do Would You Rather if you can think of something real quick.
Okay, we can do that.
Sure.
That's always a fun one.
All right. I don't have a theme song.
Would you rather do this or do that? Would you rather something, something, something?
Would you rather? Okay, guys.
Great.
Here we go. Would you rather suck up mucus and snot through a straw for every meal? Or would you rather have a straw put in your penis and diarrhea pushed up it at every meal?
Pushed up it?
Up the straw, into sucked into from the straw into
your... So diarrhea goes into your cock.
Urethra, yes.
Ew. Every meal?
Okay, I'm going to have to negative 10 points because I did not open the floor yet.
Dustin, you answered me, though.
That I don't have any rules. The rules are not me to have.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Okay, I'll open the floor.
This is
for
official.
Questions.
Who am I? This is legit.
You wrote down D for Dustin, and then you wrote B and A.
Well, am I B? You're Bottle Cap Kid.
Bottle Cap Kid.
Is yeah. Is that, when you see me, is that what you see? Bottle Cap?
I see money signs.
Oh, yeah.
The floor
breaking
is
it in.
The floor is open for questions.
The diarrhea that goes into your penis, does that eventually come back out, or what happens to that?
Yeah, I mean, at every meal, there is 37 milliliters of diarrhea is shot up into your urethra. And, of course, I grab it, you piss it out, and you know, you get it out eventually.
In the meal that I have while the dinarina is going into me, what is that meal?
It's usually steak and baked potato on Mondays and pasta on Tuesdays,
mm-hmm.
Fish tacos on Wednesdays.
What about Thursdays?
I would say it would be a soup or a stew.
A bouillabaisse.
A bouillabaisse.
Eggs-a-ronis.
I love a good bisque.
Thursdays is strictly cake.
Oh, strictly cake.
Yes.
Fridays is waffle. And Saturday and Sunday is saltine crackers.
And all this goes up my urethra?
I love that the meals progressively get worse as the week goes on.
Well,
so by Sunday, you're eating saltines, but it's like, you know what? Monday, I got steak and potatoes.
Right,
something
right.
to look forward to.
Yeah. Shit in my dick all day.
Shit in my dick. Are all the meals as tasty as they sound?
No. On which scenario?
In the one where you get the steak and end with the saltines.
Oh, they're mouth-watering.
Take it to go. Take it.
I can taste it right now. You know, every time we play this game, you say how I am an asshole and I dominate, but these guys aren't giving me much of a choice
I know.
I'm letting you go. I'm letting you do your thing.
Oh, you interrupt. That's how you play the game.
I got negative points. I'm just keeping quiet.
the boogers. Where are the boogers from? My first question.
Okay. The boogers would be come from multiple patients in the hospital, that are suctioning out their drainage, their sinus cavities and
now,
stuff.
Now, are these patients in the hospital dying of, like, some...
Well, they're not in there because they're having a good time.
Well, no, I mean...
They're not healthy.
Like, do they have AIDS or are they just, like, bunch of assholes with fucking...
Just a little bit of everything. I mean, they take from every floor, yeah. Senior citizens.
How much of the booger flavor do I have to suck up through a straw? Is it all of it? Is it, like, 1%? Is it, like, 33 grams with the same amount of diarrhea?
Well...
Like, what do
it's
I
each
do?
Meal, and it's you suck up however much until you're full, until your stomach starts to swell.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, all those tasty meals that I get from sucking diarrhea in my urethra is null and void if I go with the booger option.
Right.
Okay.
Now, do the boogers taste good?
No, I mean, it's mucus, thick, chunky mucus. Boogers, like, they're hard and... You know, and so, no, it's not appealing in any way.
Now, can I do it intravenously, or do I have to do it through my mouth?
You have to do it through the straw in your mouth. Yes, Dustin.
Question. When I come, is it semen, or is it diarrhea coming back out?
Which scenario?
You're telling me. Like, you said I'm, like, taking stuff through my dick hole.
Okay, so on that one, you're saying when you come, does poop come out, or diarrhea?
I want to know what I'm putting in my lady.
What? Any remnants you have in your urethra is going to come out, whether it's cum or your urine, it's going to come out with that.
This is going to take a long conversation.
She'll understand if she loves you.
It's like, baby, why is your cum brown? Well, there's diarrhea in it, so...
Well, my cum is shit.
Literally, there's... Well, at least you know you can't get pregnant from shit.
My cum is shit, you stupid bitch!
That's why you're single.
Oh, is that why?
Negative 5 points.
No,
Palmer. Negative. This is
This is horrible.
Now, is the boogers all three meals? Because I only eat like once a day.
Yeah. Whenever you eat, I mean, normal people eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But when you're on the go and you're young still, you'll eat.
So if you're grazing, you're just grazing on, you know, like, oh, I need a
booger.
Un booger.
Now, real quick, do you count liquid meals as meals? So if I blend a whole bunch of shit together and drink it, is that a drink or is that a meal?
Like a protein booger shake?
I doubt he would choose boogers, right?
No.
I guess, in my opinion, that question isn't necessarily relevant, because if you're shoving the diarrhea in your pee hole, you already have a menu. If you're eating the mucus and the boogers, that's all you're intaking. So that question doesn't really...
Okay.
Isn't really...
Okay, I was looking for a loophole, but
I understand you were.
Boogers?
You were low-blowing me, is what you were doing.
I was. All over your face, neck, and chest.
Boogers and mucus don't seem like they have a lot of nutrients. How long do you live when you're just... That's all your intake is.
Well, I can just tell you right now, you're going to live a lot longer with the mucus.
Than intaking poopy?
Into your urethra? Yes.
Okay. I don't even like listening to it.
And fish tacos versus nothing but boogers. So...
Oh, you know, Dustin, yes. I want to give you plus 10 points because your question, it wasn't all about you. You know, you thought of other people.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give you 10 points.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Now I'm back to zero.
Good job, Dustin.
I'll get that math right here on this.
Woohoo!
Now, not a lot of people eat boogers. It's a pretty weird thing, I assume. In
kids
this scenario.
Do.
Well, besides kids, is there any way that you can make money by? Cause, I mean, to me, that's the question you have to ask.
Sure, that's the age old,
the quintessential
yes.
question.
And neither one of these scenarios do you benefit financially from either.
Neither
one. Neither one.
That's some shit. Right
that
there.
Plays heavily into my decision.
Is the person intaking the boogers allowed to throw up immediately after? So
no.
They're like booger anorexics.
Yeah, you can't be a booger. I mean, it's boogers. You got to remember, it's like big globs of like mucus too. It's not just boogers. I mean, it's yellow, green, you know, it's thick and chunky sometimes.
I just threw up in my mouth a little.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
Okay, I'm pretty close to looking at the door. It's getting pretty close to closing.
Make sure you go to Safeco Field and you try the booger sauce.
Is that Andrew Rector? I listened back to that episode.
I've been asleep
since last week. I just tuned in and I was like, hey. I hear you got to try and booger sauce, and I just wanted to say the Florida Marlins have the best.
The
booger
floor is closed for questions.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
I literally just listened to that episode on the way up here.
Jason.
Yes, sir.
Now is the time. This is where it all gets decided.
Okay.
Would you rather shove 33 milliliters of diarrhea up your urethra through a straw three times a day? Or would you, but you would have steak, bouillon, saltines.
Bouillon, yes.
Bouillon.
Or mucus and boogers and snot through a straw every meal until you're full, physically full.
There's a couple key answers that you gave us that really helped form my decision. And before I give my answer, job you're doing today of hosting this game.
Thank you. I'm going to give you 100 points.
And it's entire what network. The fuck? It's just, you're doing an incredible job.
I appreciate that, Jason.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thanks, B.
Just call me B.
My dad called me that until I was 16 years old. He never called me by my name. He always called me B.
Did you forget your name, you think?
I don't think he liked it.
I didn't pick this shit. Right. That's a woman's name.
Pick this shit. If you get poo-poo inside of my pee-pee, then you're not going to live very long. And I plan on living a long life. And on the flip side of that, I love tapioca. So to me, I think that's a small jump to make with intaking all the snot and the booger. So I hands down will pick that scenario. The only nutrients I get, only intake I get of food would be snot and booger.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that answer. Adam, which one?
Well, it's the age-old question,
really, yeah.
If you will.
It's been asked for thousands of years.
it's what Jesus and Moses were contemplating, especially when he was all up there.
Thank God
hung.
Biggie is gone.
but I'm going to have to go with the diarrhea. And I know it's fucked up and weird, but I have a thing about boogers, and it's kind of gross. But I get steak. I really love steak.
And saltine yes. crackers.
Yeah. And saltine crackers.
The other day I was eating saltine crackers, and I eat them three at a time. I just put three in my – and Molly thought I was some kind of weirdo because that's how I eat crackers. You just go put one cracker in your mouth at a time?
That's bullshit.
It seems like,
it's bullshit.
Yeah, it seems like you're wasting a lot of energy.
I think we agree on that 100%.
Okay. I'm going to give you 412 points.
Oh,
for eating crackers the way I do.
All day.
Oh, I'm out.
What?
Not necessarily. You guys have chosen two different scenarios.
I may not be out.
Yeah.
Dustin?
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Okay. I'm feeling good. I feel I would probably go with the booger route, and the reason is this. You said that's all I could consume. So that means I could lick anything I want to. And there's other things I can lick that
have. Tater tots?
Tater tots. Tater Todd Johnson knows what I'm talking about. Yeah, there's different.
Could you lick a rock?
I
could, hard nipple.
I could anything. I could lick.
Lick a nip.
Lick a nip.
Lick it up.
I'll
lick
die.
It up. Lick it up. Yeah. Anything that I wanted to put my tongue on and get a taste, I could. I just couldn't consume it, and I would probably be okay with that. The whole diarrhea in my pee hole, yes. I'm not good with that. We did this the last
Before?
Time, and it was about,
I'm gonna give you.
It was shoving a baby out of my pee hole, and I like the way my dick works. I don't want to mess that up.
I like the way my dick works.
A lot of pee hole stuff happened lately.
What you're failing to understand is as soon as you pee, all that diarrhea is pushed out. And yeah, if you've noticed, I pee like 12 times a day. So my shit's clean and I'm normal living, eating a full like multiple meals a day. It's all good. It's only 33 little, tiny little millimeters.
When I jack off with Dial soap, yeah, my pee hole burns. I can't imagine how bad my pee hole would burn with diarrhea coming out of it.
Well, that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make to not have boogers and live
just
on
as
boogers.
Long as you've taken into consideration.
Yeah.
Dustin, you're going to go with mucus and that. And licking,
yeah,
licking.
I think so. I'll just lick whatever I want, and I'll just eat boogers.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you 100 points for that answer, Dustin. Guys, the correct answer is the mucus. Because if you get diarrhea in your pee hole, buddy, you're going to get a staph infection, and you're going to die within a couple weeks. Because it's going to keep you could pee that out. There's still remnants in. There's still germs in. And then a couple hours from then, you're hungry again. Just put more up in there.
And when
you're
come
die.
In your lady's vagine,
you know what?
There's poop particles.
2 weeks of free steak? Well worth it.
And that's how you play. Oh, wait. So that makes it zero. That makes the final score. You had 412 points, but you got the wrong one. So all your points
get. He still won.
No, all his points get taken away.
Oh, okay.
Cause either, right. So, and so Jason and Dustin. You guys tied at 100.
All right. I feel robbed.
High five it.
No, you didn't get robbed. This is the way things go.
Yeah.
You got daved.
Well, let's play a promo real quick, why don't we?
Yeah.
Let's do the contact information, and in honor of Adam being here, and Dave not being here.
Yeah.
We'll do the
the honor of him
the
being
low
here.
Blow
There's so much love for my
Dave. Little... You're missing out.
You could tell us about your pee hole.
Hey everyone, this is Jason with IBWIP. And before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com. And as always, you can still find everything at Burns When I Pee at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at blake@ibwip.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hello, all my friends. Jason the Bottle Cap Kid here. Just want to ask you guys a couple questions here. Are you tired of the smell and cost of cigarettes? I know I am. Have patches, gums, and quitting cold turkey let you down in the past? They sure have me. If you're looking to kick cigarettes to the curb, look no further than the friendly and knowledgeable staff at Rocky Top Vapor to help you find an electronic cigarette that's right for you. Or maybe you're an experienced vapor looking to get more out of your vaping experience. A longer-lasting battery, a bigger, better tank, or maybe you're wanting to get into variable voltage and wattage, or even wanting to build your own coils. Let the vaping experts at Rocky Top Vapor customize a vaping experience to fit your needs. They offer a wide variety of tanks and mods that will give you exactly what you're looking for. Rocky Top Vapor is known for their clean and relaxed atmosphere, a friendly and knowledgeable staff, as well as their house blends and premiums from some of the best liquid makers from across the country. They're located in Rip. Shop with a click at RockyTopVapor.com. And don't forget to use the promo code IBWIP20 to save an extra 20% off your entire order.
What's that promo code one more time, sir?
IBWIP20, and you'll be treated like a VIP.
Fast shipping, great service, great products.
Are you sick of spoiled white people and Donald Trump bringing you the news you could care less about?
Are you sick of trolling the interwebs for penis-related news only to end up flaccid?
Do you lust for Florida only the way a mother lover can?
Then look no further than Fakakta Comedy Funhouse's Low Blow Podcast with Adam Z and Dave Rowan.
Streaming live every week at lowblowpodcast.net and available for download Thursdays at fcfnetwork.com.
Appropriately inappropriate. Oh!
I like that. One of the reasons why I wanted Dave to be here, because I wanted a Dave and Heather Jewish woman face off, because they both do really good.
Spence is not a Jewish woman, actually. Spence is a man. But Spence is based off of Dave's Jewish grandmother. Oh, so.
Yeah, well, they all come back to that.
So that voice is a character named Spence, who is a Jewish man.
Yes, from Long Island.
I just think it's wonderful.
He's a dirty gay Jew. Like we used to sell merch, and we had like regular trucker hats, and Spence went on about 20 minutes about him trolling the internet for gay sex and using the hat as a cum strainer. So
strain it for what? You trying to separate the cum?
Yeah.
What parts of the cum are you?
I don't know.
Okay.
It doesn't have to have a reason, I guess.
Well, I haven't had a girlfriend in a while, and I'm thinking about maybe switching teams, and maybe this is something I need to know.
See,
you know?
Dave is my gay avatar.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what that is, look it up.
A gay avatar?
Gay avatar.
Look it up on Urban Dictionary. It'll say post note, Low Blow Podcast.
Really?
Yes. I got that up. That's my only published work in my life, and I'm very proud.
Congratulations.
Of it. Dave goes
Humble
out.
Humble brag.
Yeah. Dave goes out and does gay things and comes back and reports them on to me, so I don't have to do them myself.
But that would suggest that maybe you want to do
no,
that.
No, I want to know everything about everything. I just don't want to do everything.
You won't even kiss this guy over here, Dustin.
I tried getting something on Urban Dictionary in the past, and they rejected it.
Okay, what was that?
It was called an accomplish shit. It was a shit that was so big and impressive that it was like an accomplishment.
Like you took a picture of it?
Yeah.
Like a 10-inch turd?
Yeah, like... Dude, I totally had an accomplish it.
I'm a friend.
I thought that was funny, and they rejected it.
Within minutes, or was it like a couple days?
It took a couple days.
Because they thought about it at least.
You know what? It's probably on there now. Fuck them.
Fuck Urban Dictionary. Whoever they are.
I have a friend who will randomly send photos of her poop to people.
That's weird.
She's just super proud of all of her.
Oh, she. That makes it even weirder.
I didn't think girls did that, first of all.
They absolutely do that. She'll be like, hey, I took this giant weird-looking one. I was like, dude, come on, man. Like, I'm all for
you
a lot of
You should call
things.
Her dude if she's sending pictures of her Mookie Stinks.
Mookie Stinks. I like that.
You are no longer a woman. You are now henceforth known as dude.
Dude.
Ironically, super classy lady.
So yeah,
but she
of
just,
course she is.
She
knows sent a photo of his poop to her, so she sent it back, and then she's like, "Well, I'm just gonna start sending."
For entertainment when we were kids? Like we couldn't send dick pics. We couldn't ask girls for pictures of their boobs. We couldn't send.
We had dial-up
pictures
internet
of
porn.
I want to lay under a glass table and I want you to brick all over my face.
Yes, Danny Thomas style. I still want that to happen. I just want to lay under a glass table and watch.
Who has
two
a glass
go.
Table anymore? That's very 1970s.
Lots of people whose houses I walk into.
Really?
If you're the one percenter, you have a glass table.
Oh, why?
Because it's gaudy and they all have money.
and they want to see people poop on them.
I don't know about all that, but I've definitely
because it's got to be. I mean, things. It can't be too wide because then they can't straddle it.
You'd be surprised. Some of these one percenters are very limber.
They're gamers.
Yeah.
They're limber. One thing we don't know about the one percenters, they're all very limber. They can all touch their toes.
Well, they all can afford yoga, like hot yoga and yeah. all this other bullshit that makes you thin. I just want a debilitating disease like...
we all do, sure.
That just keeps me from getting fat.
Yeah. We all want a tapeworm.
I don't want a tapeworm. I want, like, diabetes. Or
diabetes. Got the bubbles.
High five.
Or, I don't know, Crohn's. Something you can die from.
Oh, God,
I just want to be thin. All of these are diseases my friends have.
Surely there is a better way to
there
do that.
It's called the gym.
Yeah, right?
Look, have you ever been to the gym?
Yes, I've been
Have you ever been looked at like, this motherfucker should not be here? Because that happens to me every time I walk in the gym.
Because I'm 41 years old. Yes, by this point in my life, I should have just given up.
I started going to the gym recently. I went to Planet Fitness, and their whole deal there is no gymtimidation.
That's bullshit.
No lunks. No guys wearing boots or jeans or stringy tops to where, you know, all their muscles are just pouring out of them. Yeah, no retards. Thank you. And when I go there, I usually go there about 10, 11 in the morning because I work second shift, and it's all middle-aged fat people. And so I go there, and I'm a big chunky dude, but I feel pretty good going there, and I don't feel like I'm like out of place. I don't feel bad. Are there any Planet Fitnesses up in Chicago?
There is, and they're a little grimy.
Okay.
Like I had a gym membership to Export, and I had a personal trainer, and this dude was just not cool. You know, like I just. Clearly felt like he was judging me constantly, and I'm not terribly out of shape.
That's part of his job.
I can lift. Well, I get it to an extent as motivation, but this dude was just like, look, you're going to die, like right now. Yeah. You're like, get off the rowing machine because you're about 8 seconds from throwing up, and I was like, it's more like six. But
So you're like, fuck this. I'm going to go get a disease.
I'm going to go eat another pizza and get a disease.
Okay, well, there are shortcuts out there. And honestly, if you can find a disease that will keep you thin, please give me a call.
I will let you know.
I'll cancel my membership.
Osteoporosis.
It's kind of like a life hack.
It is.
It's kind of like a life hack in a way. You're like, well, those of you guys that are suffering on Pinterest, you just see Adam's face. It's like, are you guys suffering from chunkiness? Get a disease.
I'll send it to you.
The term life hack actually bothers the piss out of me.
Oh, boy, let's hear about that.
Because isn't it just common fucking sense, most of these things that are hacks? It's like, life hack, don't drink and drive.
Did
life
you know,
hack, don't smoke crack.
Lettuce is good for you.
Life hack.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
Hold on, I'm going to write that down. Yeah. Lettuce is good for you?
Lettuce is good for you.
In what way? It just regulates your bowels. It just regulates your bowels.
Life hack, wipe back to front.
Right? Yeah.
What?
Front to back.
No, it's a life hack. It'll save you time.
You
don't want to.
That life hack will give you a shitty sack if you go back to front.
It will give you kind of diseases.
Life hack. I shaved my taint. How? That's just more of a.
Taint punching.
That's more of a statement.
The life hacks eventually just become like this. Check out this oatmeal I had for breakfast. Like, what?
Life hack. Diabetes. There you go. That's a life hack.
Let's hear it.
The best. Huh?
Diabetes.
Life hack. Diabetes.
I don't know what that voice is to this
and
day,
eventually
I love it.
And eventually, someday, I'm going to go to the doctor, and they're going to be like, you have diabetes. And I'm like, yep, I love it.
I got diabetes. See, I tried doing more of the Wilford Brimley, and then you take it to like a Donald Duck level.
Yeah, it's kind of in between.
Yeah.
It's
Wilford Brimley, Donald Duck.
Doing Donald Duck.
Diabetes.
I love that. The doctor is giving you like medically devastating news, and all you can do is respond to him in that voice.
To be fair,
Blake, there's going to be some changes you're going to need to make in your life.
Any bad news the doctor gives me is like, well, I'm pretty much solid. I drink a lot and I eat a lot of crappy food. I'm not really sure how I'm still alive.
Lots of boobies.
Okay, so how about this? Here's a question to ponder.
Okay.
Would you rather...
Oh,
round two. Well, it's more of an open forum. I'm not going to keep score.
Okay, good.
Everybody will get a participation trophy at the end.
Yes, America.
But Would you rather know how you're going to die or know when you're going to die?
Ooh, good.
You know, because I would think that our answers would formulate different than maybe Adam's answer because we have children involved.
Right.
Well, I have cats. They're dependent.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I apologize.
Like,
I,
they need me a little bit more. Like, eventually.
They don't. Cats don't need anybody.
Bullshit.
No.
They are freaking out that I'm not home to give them their fucking treats. Like, eventually, their kids and your kids will eventually be able to take out some garbage, cut some lawn. Like, my cats don't even have fucking thumbs. They can't lift. They can't get me a goddamn beer. And I can't use them as a tax write-off, as a dependent.
What a waste.
It's nonsense.
So you're asking if I would rather know that I'm going to die in 2063 or if that I'm going to have an embolism.
What the fuck is an embolism?
Like my head's going to explode.
Okay. Oh, that would suck.
One in four people have them.
So like that's basically what you're saying. Like,
yeah, there's if you,
you
had,
either have a heart attack or you die in 2075.
Right.
Okay. Shit. That is a tough one. I don't think that the cause of death really matters because I don't think you're going to – if you find out like, oh, you're going to die of a heart attack, if you live and eat healthier, you're still going to die of a heart attack. So fuck it. Just eat good shit.
Yeah, it feels like those two things are absolute. Yeah,
right. So I think if you're going to find out one or the other, find out what year you got and just fucking soak it
Live
up.
Like you were dying.
Yeah.
You'd be like, yeah, you're going to die of a heart attack.
Hopefully.
Hashtag next week.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't have the 201 in front of it. You know, like, hopefully you got another decade or two or three or four or five to go. But yeah, I think I would rather find out.
Date.
Yeah, I'd rather find out the year.
All right.
And go from there.
If you found out you're going to get hit by a semi or something, like, I'm going to leave here tonight and go past two semis, you know? But I could be 90 years old and get hit by a semi.
Right.
That almost does sound like the better answer is to know when versus how. Because the how could be at any time and you don't know. And no one wants to know when they're going to die necessarily. But if you had to pick the lesser of two evils, I think that would be it.
I have preferences of how I'd like to go out.
Let's hear that.
Well, I mean, like.
Fuck it.
Well, yeah.
Are you a Scorpio?
Yeah, huh?
Are you a Scorpio?
No, I'm a Libra.
Okay.
I like being balanced and like my hands being balanced out with a nice set of titties.
I was just going to ask that.
How do you like to be balanced?
Yeah.
With titties?
No. So, I mean, you know, that's a given. If you're going to go out, fuck.
Go out banging.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of feel like if I knew how it would change every way I live my life, because then I would do everything in my power to avoid the thing that killed me.
But it's absolute, though, because it will happen.
Well, listen.
The prophecy has been made.
The problem with that is we're not entirely sure that it's a fixed point in time, because time is...
It is, man. It's like Doctor Who.
It's wibbly-wobbly timey-wimey,
yeah,
son.
It's wibbly-wobbly, but like he can't save you. You're going to die.
And yet he does it all the time.
But you're not a cute girl.
Sorry,
says
Adam.
You.
So the doctor's
clean up nice.
He's not gonna save you.
I clean up nice.
There's a truth bomb right there, buddy. Sorry,
you're people not a gonna cute girl. Die.
Fuck Jar Jar Brings. So I'm gonna have to go with when, unless it's next week. Then I want to know why or how. Or
you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that. You just gotta go with when.
What about you, obviously, Blake? I can only go with just when.
Yeah. I think I would want to know when, just so I know how much time I have to, like, am I going to outlive my kids? Like, it's really important that I don't die, like, they don't die before me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's a fear.
No parent wants to.
No.
Yeah,
I hear
no.
That's, like, the worst
I
thing
would,
ever.
I would think. And, you know, I just want to know, like, okay, well, I need to get all my things in order. You know what I mean? Like, whatever, like...
Charts and graphs,
numbers. Like, I want to be like, okay, I'm going to die tomorrow at 3. I better get a screenshot for Dustin of his numbers for this week. How else would he know?
Oh, shit. We had 85 downloads this week? Thanks. I'm so... Thanks, Blake, for letting me know that before you perished.
When I leave here tonight, I have to go home to my fucking house and look at all these goddamn charts and graphs. And if I don't get that shit in order before I die, my kid's got to deal with that.
Well, like right now with my grandma, we're still dealing with just getting the house emptied, and it's been over a year. And every time I see her, she's like, "I'm pissing away $800 a month, and you know, not getting this house on the market." But I'm just like, "But we've had opportunities, and you just passed them up."
You know what, Blake? Be happy you have a grandma to talk dirty to.
Ain't that some shit?
Amen, brother.
That's deep.
That's right true. There. Put me in my place. Hashtag life hack.
Bullshit posturing.
Final round table kind of question.
Yeah.
When next March rolls around.
Yeah.
And it's time for
2017.
The FCF 1 year anniversary, pretty
spectacular.
Much. Extravaganza. What would you, as Jason the Wildcat Kid, be Black Magnet, what would you do differently?
Oh.
Well, I don't know, honestly, what I would do. I could tell you what I would like to see happen next
okay,
year.
Okay, do that for me.
I would love to say that we have added a handful of new shows, a handful of people within the state or within an area that would be easily, they could travel here to come and have the same kind of passion and love for the silliness that is podcasting that we have and be a part of this family. I would like to, for this network to continue to grow in some way and just bring more people in and have more. We had a lot of fun today. And, you know, honestly, the more the merrier.
Yeah, we could let in about three more people.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
All I know is I get a vote now, so ha-ha.
Right. He's like,
we brought you in on the ground floor.
Yeah.
He's like, get my way.
You count.
I get in. And
your vote counts.
My vote counts.
Your vote does
only
count.
Only time it ever counts.
For you, what would you do differently?
Get fucking Dave here.
Yes.
Like, 100%. Like, I know in his heart he wanted to be
here. Sure.
Be a little bit more prepared, but at the same time, I say that now. But the idea is, we don't.
Right.
Yeah, loosey-goosey.
That would take away from what your show is. Yeah.
But yeah, no, just absolutely find a way to make sure Dave gets down here.
Maybe next year, looking to maybe kidnap, maybe possibly. Or...
I'm all up for kidnapping Dave.
Sure. We can come up and help you with that.
Yeah.
Dustin,
he's actually closer to here than he is to me.
Oh,
so.
Well. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What would you do differently, or how would you like to see the situation
a year from
next
now?
Year?
I've probably done like 20 brewery spotlight episodes with contacts I've made, handing out business cards, thanks to the FCF network, and Drunken Lullabies, bigger and better, 2017.
Just be wrapping up your first season of your
hopefully,
reality show.
Hopefully, by then I got a job.
I hope so.
That the podcast is not my means of employment, because if it is, that means I'm losing my house. So I got a daughter that we've talked about. She's having guys hit on her. I need to keep her clothed and fed and housed. So, yeah. This podcast ain't going to cut
it. Would you approach today differently? Like, would you have done something
different? Honestly, like, it's ridiculous. The podcast has gone so much better than I thought it would at this point. It's exceeded expectations. And I have to thank the people involved. You know, like, Biermanski has been a big part of that, even though he can't sit in on all the episodes, unfortunately. He's there in spirit. And the bands that have been gracious enough to sit in with us and distill for ponying up the dollars to listen to us talk nonsense about beer. That's
right, 'cause
ridiculous.
In actuality, your podcast is the most expensive podcast to produce. In actuality, because you're drinking like, you know, $10-$15 bottles of beer.
It is. And that's what I mean. Like, we've at least got a sponsor to kind of somewhat counterbalance that. But, you know, what Blake and I have said is we're going to drink it anyway. So if we get it on tape, at least.
Yeah, reel to reel. Because that's what you guys
are. Yeah,
you guys
we do reel to reel. You know, like I got a broadcasting degree. I know what we're doing. And it serves a purpose this way. So we're getting it on tape for the betterment of society. And, yeah, we're just going to go from there.
Awesome. For me, the only thing I would change is I would not get up at 3 a.m.
Did you have a choice, though? Did your nerves not let you get past that?
I don't know. I don't think it was so much nerves about this as it was just nerves about Rory. I just couldn't fall asleep. So
when you tagged me on Facebook, it woke me up.
Oh, I'm an asshole like that. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I was kind of already up anyway.
I just wanted to make sure you knew that today was...
Yeah. No, I remembered.
All right.
Okay.
Well, folks, this wraps up another interesting little episode. It's a cool down. Not going crazy. We got a little deep, but
hey, baby,
just we wanted to relax a little bit.
We're gonna cool you down.
So,
how you doing?
I want to give everybody a chance to plug their shows, but just to change it up, make it a little interesting. I want you to do it in a voice or in a character of some kind. All right. So we'll go ahead and start with Dustin. Not one that you've done yet. That's not tonight.
Okay.
Why don't you promote your show and give your plugs?
Shit, motherfucker, listen up. We got a podcast called Drunk Lullabies, and it is good shit. And if you like craft beer, and if you like fucking any music,
fuck it.
Yeah, this is my character. I didn't have time to develop a character, but he's like talking deep like this and cursing a lot. So he likes craft beer. He likes music. What the fuck? We're going to listen to it. We're going to drink beers. Fuck it. Party.
What's your email and social media?
It's drunkenlullabiespodcast@yahoo.com.
Yeah, that makes me laugh every time.
All right. Why? Because it's so long?
No, it's because it's Yahoo. It just makes me laugh.
I don't know.
I know. It's fine.
No.
Whatever.
And then on Instagram, Drunken Lullabies Podcast. On Facebook, Drunken Lullabies Podcast. On Twitter, I don't use it much, but it's DL_pod.
Tweet your twat.
Tweet my twat.
All right.
All day.
Adam. And Adam.
Hello. My name is Adam. And I would like to talk about the Lobo podcast. It is a fantastic show filled with nothing but appropriate, good Christian moral values. And I think everyone should listen to it. You can find him on the Facebooks and at that Loblo PC. You can email him all of your death threats, if you will, at loblo.pc@gmail.com. And then do not forget to like, subscribe, and comment on all of his other medias.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Jason, Bottle Cap Kid, Flannel Fabio, No Hair, Don't Care, B...
No hair, don't care.
That's go for it.
Hey, no. Everybody, it's the old friend, Otis Benoit.
Oh, shit. Otis Benoit.
New Orleans Hurricanes. Just here to tell y'all about a little podcast called Couch Pilots. These crazy motherfuckers be watching pilot episodes of TV shows from the 1970s, 1980s, 1990s, and the goddamn aughts. These motherfuckers, they don't watch these shows. The shows, they don't ever last. And they make fun of them, and they have a hell of a time doing it. Check out Captain Blake Restisher, the Bottle Cap Kid, and a crazy cast of characters coming on week after week. Check them out at FCFnetwork.com. Send them suggestions and questions over to CouchPilotsPodcast@gmail.com and have yourself a hell of a time. Blake?
I would like to say that I think it would be a good idea if you would go over to fcfnetwork.com. There are many shows that would be very good for you to listen to. There is such shows as Sex with Heather, and that is a good show in which my parents really like to listen to. Also, there is a song, the show The Song that comes out every other Tuesday. It has an artist on it that talks about one of his songs. It is very good. I enjoy it.
Perfectly right, Blake.
But most of all...
Is this DSJ?
No, this is not DSJ. This is a kid in 8th grade giving a speech in front of his class. How could you not get that together? I had been working on this for actually about a week. Obviously, I need to go back to the drawing board. I want to thank everyone for checking out IBWIP, supporting FCF Network, And big thanks to Molly for all her hard work. She really did a lot of cleaning and a lot of putting up with me being crazy as always. And it takes
she
a very.
She seemed to have fun tonight.
And she did have fun. And it takes a very. She was very worried that she wasn't going to have any fun. But it takes a really a strong, awesome woman to put up with a podcaster, hence why Jason's single. So everybody have a great night, and thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, buddy.
No mystery tags?
Okay. No mystery tags?
Oh, I got a mystery tag.
Let's hear it.
This is IBWIP. We drank a lot of beer. We like to fuck bitches.
What?
Speak for yourself, big boy.
It's been 17 long fucking hours, and we're going to go to bed, so you should too.
Together.
Yes.
Someone caught the little spoon.
Holla.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production. Produced by Jason Tosher, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to FCFnetwork.com.
Oh, yeah. Blake, you just gotta do some high kicks.
Zatarain!
What's gonna do some high kicks? No. I can't move.
I will hurt myself.
Oh. Molly likes a high kick.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.